We've been running a little bit tardy tonight. The meeting will please come back to order. While the board was meeting in closed session, we held three hearings. And the board, by a 5-0 vote, voted to uphold superintendent's designee's finding dated February 5th, 2026, and to deny the student records challenge appeals. Secondly, the board, by a 5-0 vote, voted to uphold the superintendent's designee's findings dated February 13th, 2026, and to deny the student records challenge appeals. And finally, by a 5-0 vote, the governing board in closed session voted to uphold the administrative expulsion panel's recommendation of expulsion of a student for a period of one semester. The superintendent is directed to notify the student and their family of this decision. This time, please, Dan, and only if you can help us with the Pledge of Allegiance, please. We'll return to closed session to finish our closed session items after the public meeting is completed. Next is the approval of minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes of March 10th, 2026? If not, is there a motion to approve? It was moved by Mrs. Henry and seconded by Mr. Hernandez. And please vote. 5-0. Thank you very much. Second, our board and committee reports in it. Mrs. Henry, please.
Since our last meeting, I was able to attend the board of directors meeting for the California School Boards Association in Sacramento. Further discussion regarding closing the achievement gap, which under new business I'd like to bring forward placing a resolution on our agenda, but I'll save that until later. I unfortunately was quite ill the week of Ledge Action, and so I want to thank those board members who participated on calls for Legislative Action Week. Very much appreciated. I think we have the most board members within Orange County, I think statewide, for activity regarding advocating for public education with our statewide legislators, so I appreciate that. And I'd like to congratulate Trustee Castry for being reelected to Delegate Region 15 for Delegate Assembly. So congratulations, Bonnie.
Thank you. Then you're going to have to tell me how to get there because they're not sending me information.
I'll add it to the list. They've had some personnel issues, not to mention moving the hotel, and the hotel's not big enough, so we have to go to the convention center. So it's going to be an interesting year, but at least we're not going back to Sacramento for annual conference, so I can at least report that. Thank you. That's my report.
Lastly, Dr. Bishan and I won't take Steelers Thunder, attended the TBC committee. I also had an opportunity within this month to attend a convening group with the LA area, including Orange County National Association of Latino Elected Officials. A regional group, so we were able to talk about a little bit, touch about AI, what we're all seeing at different budget levels, and enrollment, and we were able to share some of the common issues. It was really helpful just to get a different perspective on outside of Orange County particularly and how different districts are addressing it. I also got to see Xanadu, which I came in that with no context of the musical, and it's on my playlist now, so I've been converted. And then lastly, it was a really beautiful program on Saturday for the 100th year of the UHSC Auditorium.
This is difficult to keep it down to two items, but so I'm going to combine one. Okay. I was able to attend the Unified Sports Volleyball event at Edison, and the Beach High School this past week. Also, the CTE Advisory Committee meeting, which was outstanding. I can't say enough about the changes. This room was filled with people. And what I truly appreciated was rather than people sitting out there receiving information, it was truly a two-way conversation between the district asking business what we could do to make to help our students be ready for careers upon the completion of their 4 years here, and business asking, or the district asking the business. It was a two-way conversation, and there was a lot of discussion about the possibility of internships and externships for our students, so I appreciated that. And I know somebody else is going to mention the app of Century of Stars and Spurs, so I won't say any more on that.
Okay, well, first of all, this is Adult Education Week. It's the April 19th through the 25th. And I just wanted to say our adult school is so fabulous, and we had the most wonderful job fair. It's held at Ocean View High School in the gym. We had over 70 employers and also service providers there. Really, really well attended. And I want to thank our staff for the organization. I mean, they really hit it out of the park again. So that was really fabulous. And the rest of my, I'm going to do two more comments, Dr. Caspi. One is on the creative visions. Oh my gosh, it's so fabulous. It's artwork that was curated by all students, the artwork and the curation from all seven of our high schools. They did absolutely fabulous, fabulous job. We have a partnership now with the Huntington Beach Art Center. It's really a beautiful location, and that is going to go from April 17th, and I think it goes through March, May 23rd. So if you have a chance to get down there to see it, it's just absolutely fabulous. They gave us, three medals that make the award. You know, I think they need 15, but whatever. and also, I wanted to say Monday, a huge shout out to Marina High School because we have the celebration for their first mural, and it's outside. The AP Art students did it, and it's right in back of where the big anchor is, and it's just absolutely beautiful. It looks great from the back of the campus. Really makes everything look absolutely beautiful. And I just wanted to do a shout out to Mike Dabdell because he is really, he did the AP Art kids did it, and he's, the driving force behind that, just like with the creative vision. So we are just so blessed to have him as a teacher in our district. But boy, those two things were really, really fabulous.
Thank you very much. I'll try not to repeat, but as president of the board, you have the obligation of doing other things that other trustees are not necessarily doing, so please forgive me. I did attend the PTSA dinner. I also did the first district honor string orchestra, which was phenomenal. I encourage everyone to look for that for next year. And the robotic competition was over the top. I had so much fun, but I have to figure out how in the devil to really figure out how to add the scores up, because I really thought Marina High School made it to the county level, and I thought that they actually made it to the state level. But my dear friend, Mr. Pham, made it very clear to me that I had absolutely no math skills when it came to figuring out how the robotics competition went. But it was amazing. Our teams were in there. They did a great job. And Marina shone, even though they didn't get to the state. They were terrific at the county level. And Westminster High School got the Spirit Award for the whole county. It was amazing. And those kids were just all over the place in terms of having gotten that Spirit Award. It was terrific. I also went to City Hall with Dr. Ogata, and we had a good update. While those meetings are only a couple of times a year, they're really very helpful for our district in terms of communicating with the city staff, particularly about needs that we have, but also just getting to know people and having that relationship. So that was important. Huntington Beach Reads, and they haven't decided on their book for next year yet, but the book for this year was so moving. It was about students playing eight team members playing football, and I thought football teams were always bigger than that. So, but the big thing about it is that these students were all deep. And so people came to the regular football games thinking that the students were going to be at a disadvantage. And in fact, they beat them every time because they, in fact, had a way of communicating that we probably all should learn. But an additional way of painting. It was just phenomenal. Both the fundraiser was great, as well as the day at Huntington Beach High School. And then the rest I did with everybody else did. So thank you very much. And we'll move on then with the next very important report. Student board report, and Lily, if you would please bring us up to date on what all of our students are doing.
Of course, thank you. Okay, let's start off with Fountain Valley. So, their Powderpuff game is on Friday the 24th at 4 p.m. Come and support their junior and senior female athletes in their flag football game. They'll also have vendors such as Wetzel Pretzels, Bordeaux Churros, and drinks for sale too. And their theater program is hosting Just Another High School Play, incorporating comedy, drama, Shakespeare, and guest appearances from staff members. Performances are April 23rd, 7 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and 2 p.m. on Saturday. And then over at Edison, their color guard had a very successful season, earning WGASC High School AA champions. Most of their spring sports teams are heading into CIF as well. And their Bolt TV production brought home three awards from the Orange County Film Festival for Best PSA, Best Short Film, and Best 48-Hour Film. At their prom assembly, they highlighted their unified sports team, spring sports, and prom court nominees. During the assembly, teachers and students all got invited into their school-wide Kahoot game, where they played Guess Who with their teachers' own prom photos. Their night at Gatsby's Garden Prom was a night to remember. This week and next week, their monthly lunchtime tournament will have teams of two sign up for a spikeball tournament to take home a prize. And at Huntington Beach, their color guard as well competed at their Winter Guard Championship event, and for the third year in the row, they were crowned gold medal champions. And they're also excited for their Night in Wonderland prom coming up this Saturday at the Nixon Library. And APA's show, Dracula, a Comedy of Terrors, can be seen in the Black Box Theater on April 23rd, 24th, and 26th. And at Marina, Casino Night was on Friday, April 17th. It was a very long tradition at Marina before COVID, but we finally brought it back this year, directed by our ASB Senior Board. The Black Tie Upperclassmen event, where students got to play games like poker, blackjack, and roulette in exchange for raffle prizes and a pasta dinner. Marina staff were also able to get involved as they worked as the cashiers and dealers. I think we're in full swing with our throwback to the 2016 Spring Spirit Week. Yesterday's day was meme day, where students dressed up in their funniest shirt or favorite meme. And on Thursday, we have our spring assembly, where we will host a school-wide Kahoot showcase, spring sports, and many performances from cheer, dance, ASB, color guard, and drumline. And at Ocean View, the week before spring break, OV held their international food fair, where students were able to purchase traditional foods from different countries like Japan, Mexico, and many more. Along with that, they had their International Spirit Week, where people dressed like their culture. And their unified leadership helped plan and make their unified glow dance possible. There was a DJ, a photo booth, and a glow station. There were so many fun decorations and an overall fun dance. And at Westminster, their avid juniors took a distance trip to visit universities in San Diego. Students were able to get tours at CSU San Marcos, San Diego State, Point Loma, University of San Diego, and UC San Diego. Their juniors also got to meet Westminster High School Avid alumni, attending some of these schools and hear about their experiences and opportunities. And tomorrow, their student clubs are hosting an annual Spring Fest, where students and parents may come in on campus to enjoy various foods and games. And last but not least, Valley Vista. They led an amazing group of young artists, and mentored by Michelle Delante, their art program was represented at the district's Creative Visions art exhibit. Adding an exclamation point to their experience was the deaf discussion led by Michael Miranda during the district-wide panel. And Ira Zero continues to prove her science students that her hypothesis is true. Classrooms exist without walls. Her students embarked on a whale-watching excursion that complemented an earlier field trip to Long Beach Aquarium. And that is everything. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
At this time, we'll have a staff presentation. Mountain Valley High School Principal Paul Lopez, along with the wrestling coaches Brad Woodbury and Dennis Guglielmo, and members of the parent wrestling team, are joining us tonight. We're going to present on the concept of student ownership in athletics. The team will share how wrestlers take responsibility for their learning, training, and performance, and how this mindset has contributed to the success at highest levels, both individually as well as as a team. Gentlemen, would you join us?
Good evening, board president.
Can you pull up a couple more chairs, or are you okay standing?
I think we're okay standing. Thank you. Good evening, Board President Castri, members of Board of Trustees, and Superintendent Dr. Okada. My name is Liam Qureshi.
My name is Hunter Audigy.
My name is Vincent Batuman.
My name is Christopher Qureshi.
Thank you for the opportunity to present this evening. Tonight, we, the Barron Wrestling Team, will present on student ownership and how our training practices and principles tie directly to our ownership in the classroom. And now, Hunter will begin our presentation.
Hello. I'm covering what are we learning. Wrestling teaches a variety of skills. The seven main ones are technique. Technique is the moves we learn on the mat and we get to apply to our matches. Mentality. Two main parts of mentality is perseverance and dedication. Perseverance ties into how we stay dedicated through when times get tough. And dedication is how we stay locked in and keeping our mentality. Conditioning. Conditioning is keeping in shape for competition. Wrestling is a very tough sport, and you need to be in the best shape for you can wrestle. Healthy habits. Healthy habits include diet, nutrients, and water intake. Nutrients, so you need to manage your caloric intake and what nutrients you're putting in your body, such as fatty acids, carbs, and sugars, for you stay ready. Water intake helps with getting your muscles hydrated and always staying ready. Importance of preparation. Time management includes on the mat and off the mat, and talking to your teachers and managing your practice schedule. Accountability. Accountability is keeping your goals in mind and your effort. Goal setting keeps you motivated when times get tough. You need to have goals in wrestling, because when times get tough, it can be very easy to give up on yourself. And those having those goals in mind keep you dedicated and keeping you pushing through.
Now we have to understand why we are training. The biggest part of our success is why we choose to wrestle. Taking ownership of our own training is the key to success, because it drives us to push and want more for ourselves. Now, how do we own our training? We have to find our reason why. Having fun and enjoying wrestling feeds our passion for the sport. In turn, this motivates us to practice harder, watch film, and most importantly, love the process. Another reason why we wrestle is goals and expectations that we set for ourselves. Expectations by us, our parents, our coaches, and colleges incite us to set goals for ourselves. Setting goals gives us a clear direction to train towards. In addition, it compels us to take responsibility for our own training. Goals challenge us to improve, stay focused, and push through difficulty. The same idea applies to the classroom. When we care and love the process, we take initiative and hold ourselves accountable for our learning and training. Giving students a why will give them motivation to set goals and take control of their own learning in the academic setting.
I'll be covering how we as wrestlers are learning. The process is individualized on each wrestler's need. Everyone's process is different inside and outside of the classroom. Everyone has to play their part, and everyone excels in their own ways. Some of the ways we master our skills are from additional training outside of school, outside of our wrestling rooms. We have to take full responsibility on the things we do and stay focused on the tasks at hand. We also have special diet and have to maintain a certain mindset throughout the whole season with school and wrestling. Even though it can be quite tough during season to manage all these things, we have to know that it's all going to be okay in the end. We all have one goal we're all working to as a team. We all have to keep each other focused and help each other build up. Consistency is also one of the very important things we learn as a team. If you are never consistent with anything, you'll never be above average at it. You'll always just be okay. And we apply that in the classroom and on the mat. Something I've learned at Found Valley a lot with all the schoolwork is stay super focused and stay consistent as we go, because the more you practice and apply that to your life, the better you'll be at it. One of the most overlooked and important things that I think has helped us as a wrestling team on and off the mat is our sleep and recovery. One of the most important things is refueling your body and every day. Usually results in good training and results in tournaments, and same with vice versa. Bad sleep will be bad results, and in the classroom, poor test results and poor studying. So I think it's very important as a team that we all focus on our sleep recovery schedule.
Now, how do we demonstrate our learning? Our performance on the mat reflects the hard work that we put in both practice and in tournaments. For example, some skills we learn in training are preparation, discipline, adaptability, and working on it. Another way that we demonstrate our learning is through our daily effort and practice. By constantly showing up every day, staying focused, and working hard, it shows that we are taking ownership of our growth and improvement. Another way we demonstrate our learning is through our improvement over time. On the mat, we practice our mindset, improve our techniques, and endurance in order to get better every week. And these same habits carry over to the classroom, where we make sure that we are completing all our homework and being present in class. It's the same way that we show up every day to practice and work as hard as we can. We also adapt our study habits similar to refining techniques on the mat. Our hard work ethic on the mat allows us to have high goals for both our team and ourselves. This is reflected in our academics, where we push ourselves to learn and do the best that we can. How do our skills transfer? Perseverance is a common trait that is seen in wrestling, and it's also reflected on the academic side. For example, we are taught to push through all our hard workouts and train as hard as we can. This is similar to how we focus on studying hard for a test and all our homework. It's also tough to balance wrestling and school. This forces you to follow a schedule and manage your time efficiently. For example, during season, I had to create a to-do list to make sure I got all my assignments done and stayed at all my schoolwork. And even outside of the wrestling season, I still kept up the schedule so I could get ahead on my schedule when I had more time.
Goal setting. Goal setting is where you can break down things step by step. For example, when you're working towards a goal in the classroom, you might need to talk to your teacher to get more elaboration on a certain assignment or a certain curriculum that you're having trouble with, and breaking those things down. Maybe do I need to study extra hours? Do I need to watch YouTube videos? Commitment to sports and academics. Commitment to sports and academics you could see as, am I lifting weights? Am I managing recovery and sleep? Am I managing what I'm putting in my body? Preparation. Preparation, you do that on and off the mat. An example of preparation off the mat is in the classroom. Am I getting ready? When I go to class, am I taking all the stuff that I need and take it home, and then am I going to study that? And then creating a plan when leaving school. Missing school is very common for athletics, specifically wrestling, because we're always at national tournaments and EF tournaments. One thing I personally do is I go talk to my teachers, let them know beforehand that I'm going to be missing school, and that I need to make up my homework when I could make up tests, or I could go in for lunch, to me today, actually. I went into my math teacher, and I went in for lunch, and he went over a lesson that I missed while I was absent. And he totally broke everything down, and then I went home today, and I went over everything, and I practiced the homework. We would like to thank our coaches and administrators, the board and superintendent, Dr. Regatta, for all of your continued support.
What is your season? When does the season officially begin?
So our season starts the first week of December, and our season ends the very last week of February. Either it's March 1st or February 28th. Specifically this year, it's February 28th.
And what about the competition?
So it depends on like how the athlete did during the season and how much they were training, but most of the time we will be traveling nationally outside of actual season. So it really depends, but there's quite a lot after the season to help with our like collegiate recruiting and overall rankings in like high school.
Yeah, well, I would just like to say this was an absolutely wonderful presentation. I'm a former coach, and I was always trying to get the skills transferred over to my students as well. And these are wonderful, wonderful skills. And they're not only going to use them just, you know, for your academic, but in life. I mean, our whole lives are built around these things. So I think it's just, you know, really wonderful, your realization of it. And I want to say thanks to your coaches as well for really, you know, making that part of your training and your participation in school. So great job.
Anything else? Okay. Are you all? Excuse me. Are you all on varsity or JV?
Yeah, we are all on varsity.
Okay. How many of you are seniors versus juniors?
Three of us.
Three of you. Okay. So when I saw this, in addition to my college background, my background was working in higher ed, and I thought, oh my gosh, you need to write yourself a letter tonight and save your presentation. So some point in your first year of college, you're going to need to remind yourself of this, because I wish my students, when I had it on campus, when they hit that crisis, did it. So thank you to our team, because this is like one of the, this is so well done. I'm so excited for you all, and I'm just grateful for your thoughtfulness and being willing to share it as well. So echoing the preparation for life and preparation for school, but do it now when you're not having a crisis, so that when you come back to it, you can remember when you're not tired. Please do sleep. That's like the best thing you can ever tell somebody.
All great life advice, everything you guys were talking about. So
would you mind taking a picture with us?
Of course.
Okay. And the coaches and Mr. Lopez? Yeah? Come on. Well, anybody from Fountain Valley that's here, I guess. So thanks again for coming tonight. This is why we're here, for our students and their achievement and their growth so that they can go on to their life after high school. At this point in time, we'll have public communication from the board. Excuse me. The agenda provides members of the public the opportunity to address the board regarding agenda items before or during the board's consideration of the item. The agenda also provides members of the public an opportunity to address the board at regular meetings on matters which are not on the board agenda, but which are within the subject jurisdiction of the Board of Trustees. The board may not take any action or discuss any item that's not appearing on the posted agenda and cannot immediately respond to any public comments. Anyone desiring to address the board should have filled out a yellow card provided at the entrance of the boardroom and submitted it to our board secretary prior to the start of the meeting. If your topic relates to a particular agenda item, that you had the option of speaking at that time. 3 minutes will be allocated to each board member, or each person who wishes to speak to the board. I have two cards tonight. The first is Ms. Rebecca Ishii. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to butcher your last name. Oh, thank you. You have 3 minutes and the timer is on. And just pull the microphone down to your mouth, please. Thank you. Those boys ahead of you were tall.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yep.
Thank you for having me. The reason I'm here tonight is to bring attention to the negative impact resulting from the change of instructors in the years and the drastic program changes for my daughter and her other senior company members. The program and the dance program. Students and parents have sent emails with their concerns to the administration and board of the trustee with absolutely no response to any of their concerns. Dr. Marie Hoffman was placed on leave without explanation. Massive changes in directions, apparently away from the dance company, but without communication as to why. Parents and students have written multiple letters, multiple follow-up letters, and with requests for response, admin with no response. Bring awareness to this service being done to the Appadance seniors. My daughter comes home miserable every night, and it's seriously affecting her mental health and her senior year. I'm asking the board to intervene and hopefully mediate communication and some solution before it's too late. Some of the fallout they're having, annual New York trip to study on Broadway, canceled. Lost his pieces that they were working on. Can't get choreographers to work with the program that are apparently loyal to learning and are happy with. Auditions for seniors are lost. The last show is Synergy, which is coming up. It's usually showcased that has 6 or 7 pieces from companies, is now down to 3. The company senior members feel discarded and minimized. When they expressed their feelings in person to the leader, they were told, sorry, you have big feels about all of this. Transitions happen, but the kids should be considered. It is happening with no regard to the generation and to the effort of acknowledging that this year represents 14 years of commitment of key dance for my daughter and to many. 14 years. Talking about 17, 18 years old. My daughter comes home miserable every day. She lost her excitement in school, in general for prom. She lost a win that subject that Miss Perry cleaned out the arts. She was not excited about that. She just feels lost in every all joy. Volunteers at the last show, Creative Forces, said the tone and the sadness behind stage was evident versus the excitement and joy that they usually have. I hope that something can be done in the short window of opportunity to show that the senior company members, that the administration sees them worthy to communicate with them, and that they will try to work with them to salvage this final experience in my miserable year. My greatest concern is one, loss of enthusiasm, self-esteem after 30 years of being treated. like a student, great potential, and now no longer.
Thank you very much, and we will have someone follow up with you.
And I will leave a copy for you.
Okay, thank you.
For your time.
Mr. Pham, Ryan Pham. Just leave a copy right there with Ms. Green, please. Thank you very much.
Listening cousin.
Thank you, Mr. Pham. Did I pass the test?
We'll find out at the end. So it has been an honor working hard for the Royal Robotics students this year through project-based learning and the first robotics competition. In 6 to 7 weeks, our Barons became the number one team in the Huntington Beach Union High School District. Our students have learned many skills, collaboration, bonding, empowerment, student ownership, and a lot more. The students were so thrilled with the results of their first competition that they were all in for the second opportunity at Glendale High School. They designed, built, redesigned, strategized, 3D print, and came together to build a climber for their robot. This is normal in the robotics culture as students want to do their best, and as usual, everything ends up happening at the last minute. The students are excited for the next season. At SoFi Stadium this year for the STEM on the Sidelines competition, our Barons were amazing that UCI created an award in recognition of our Barons and plan to continue this, I don't know what it is, Zot Award. UCI, along with Ducommun, the first company in California, UC Mesa, and the LA Chargers, once again recognized our Barons in a competition with many high schools from all over Orange County and LA counties. FEHS is really carving out STEM opportunities for all students. We're deeply thankful for our site admin, our district admin, everything Huntington Beach Union High School District CTE, and our outstanding board for all your support. Your support has created memories of a lifetime, opportunities, and inspired our students really to change the world. They're earning spots into prestigious universities along with taking ownership by signing up for college classes while in high school. Dr. Castry, sorry I was not able to see you at the OC Robotics Competition as I went back to FEHS to help our Lions out with their competition. Then came back and brought my daughters to hopefully inspire them. Dr. Argata, it has been great to see and listen to you talk during the celebration of a century of the Stars and Stories. You're a great leader and inspire me. Dr. Carey, I got to see you bring it at this event. The teacher, the coach, anyway, I'll keep going. Christine Hernandez, it was great listening and learning from you. I look forward to more conversations in the future. Dr. Dishno, it was great talking to you about how amazing our Huntington Beach Union High School District CTE advisory meeting went. Those teacher videos were great pertaining to student ownership. Susan Henry, I remember our robotics talk at OCC and your support through other pathways. HBUHSD empowers, innovates, problem solvers through collaborative project-based learning and industry experiences, preparing adaptable, career-ready professionals to compete in the global economy. I know how lucky I have been if I was a high school student in the HBUHSD. Well, I am a student, as I have learned so much from the staff, teachers, parents, community, admin, board, as you've all enlightened and empowered me as a lifelong learner. This brings the fuel needed for me to bring it. For those students daily, as a teacher has to be undefeated daily. I look forward to my daughters graduating again because they're part of the Parent Smart program. So many of our robotic students are starting clubs to inspire others through STEM and competing. We have students competing in the world competition that went through our CTE robotics pathway. Dr. Argata, you gave me a lesson years ago, and I hope I did my favorite teacher well. Thank you for your time.
Aw, thank you.
That was good. Don't you wish she had some enthusiasm? Yeah, at this time, we'll have the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Dr. Castry. Tonight, my report is about our assistant principals. Last week, it was National Assistant Principals Week. And our assistant principals, we have about 25 of them. Our assistant principals are the first one at work, the last ones to leave. They often get pies in the face. They organize testing. They organize sporting events. They are the most dedicated, intelligent people I know. And we couldn't do the everyday work without them. So I just want to say thank you to all of our assistant principals. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. We'll move then to item 4, which is personnel. This is time for the public disclosure of the collective bargaining agreement. The enactment of AB 1200 and subsequent legislation requires public disclosure of agreements between the district and the bargaining unit prior to adoption. The attached public disclosure is presented in the form prescribed by the Orange County Department of Education. This is for information. At this time, then, I would ask for ratification and action. Approval is recommended for the tentative agreement between the Huntington Beach Pupil Personnel Services Association and the Huntington Beach Union High School District regarding salaries and fringe benefits that were reached on March 25th, 2026, pending the final vote of HUBSPA membership. The tentative agreement includes a 3.5% increase retroactive to July 1, 2025, for the 2025-2026 school year, and a 0.75% increase. That's 0.75% increase effective July 1, 2026 for the 26-27 school year. The reference is 4B, and this is an action item. Is there a motion? Been moved by Ms. Hernandez, seconded by Dr. Dishnow. This is a discussion of the item. Seeing no discussion, please vote. Thank you. The motion is adopted 5-0. Thank you very much. Salary increases for 25-26 and for 26-27 for the certificated administrators, including assistant superintendent, superintendent, classified management confidential employees, and the Board of Trustees. Based on the past practice whereby other district employees receive salary increases, certificated administrators, including assistant superintendent, superintendent, classified management, confidential employees, and the Board of Trustees salaries will increase accordingly. Approval is recommended that certificated administrators, including assistant superintendent, superintendent, classified management, confidential management, confidential employees in the Board of Trustees receive a 3.5% increase retroactive to July 1, 2025 to the 2025-26 school year and a 0.75% increase effective July 1, 2026 for the 2026-2027 school year. See reference 4C. Actions required on this item. The motion is made by Ms. Carey, and it's seconded by Mrs. Henry.
No.
Is there any discussion? All in favor, please vote. I vote no, sorry, just vote. Five yeses. The motion is adopted. Okay, Dr. O'Brien. Hi. Would you kindly read out the necessary salary requirements?
Of course.
Thank you.
Pursuant to Government Code Section 54953, Subdivision C3, the staff provides the board this oral summary of the salary increase as set forth in the proposed agreement between the Huntington Beach High School District and its administrators. So the superintendent shall be paid a monthly salary of $32,819 beginning May 31st, 2026. The assistant superintendent of business shall be paid a monthly salary of $21,368 beginning June 10th, 2026. And the assistant superintendent, the assistant superintendents of both education service and human resources shall be paid a monthly salary of $20,438.41 beginning May 31st, 2026.
Thank you very much. The declaration of need for fully qualified educators, which is item 4, continued. In accordance with Title V regulations, the district is required to annually file a declaration of need for fully qualified educators to the Commission on Teacher Credentialing. The declaration will provide the district with the ability to employ or assign persons who are not appropriately credentialed and file waiver emergency permits as needed. Approval is recommended to file the declaration of need for fully qualified educators for the 26-27 school year. Actions required on this. Motion is made by Dr. Dishno and seconded by Mrs. Henry. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Five yeses. Thank you very much. The next item is item 5, the consent calendar. Are there any items that board members wish to pull from consent? Hearing none, this is voted on as one complete item. Is there a motion to adopt the consent? Ms. Hernandez, seconded by Ms. Carey. Please vote. Five yeses, that motion has been adopted. Board policies. The following board policies are presented for second reading and adoption in the continued revision of existing policies and administrative regulations. Board policy 1312.3, which is community relations and uniform complaint procedure, and board policy 1445, which is community relations response to immigration enforcement. Action is required. Is there any discussion? There's a motion made by Mrs. Henry and seconded by Ms. Hernandez. Please vote. Motion carries 5-0. New business. Mrs. Henry. No, you have some.
I have two items, actually. One I mentioned earlier during our trustee reports, and that's asking that we place on our next agenda the resolution that CSBA has created for closing the achievement gap. We're trying to get as many districts throughout the state to adopt this resolution so it helps our advocacy efforts at the Capitol. And the second item was just to make the board aware that on May 1st, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., there is an education workforce housing event happening that is being put on by CSBA. If anybody's interested in going, it's highlighting San Diego Unified's efforts for their workforce housing. They are attempting to get 10% of their workforce housed by, I think it's 2035. They have 2,500 units almost complete at Scripps Ranch, and they're doing a tour and a panel. The panel, I think, may be interesting in that their superintendent, whose name escapes me at the moment, and one of their board members who is running for SPI, Superintendent of Public Education for the state, will be on a panel for it. I know it's kind of far away, but if there's any interest, I've been asked by CSBA to spread the word that there is this May 1st event from 9 to 4, actually 8:30 if you want to go for breakfast. So I just wanted to share that with the board. Thank you.
I just wanted to say how much I've enjoyed, and I know we all have, the student presentations, and I really hope that we can have one at each one of our meetings because we have so many incredibly fabulous programs in this district, and it's great. The other thing, just would it be possible, I mean, I really think we need to do this, is to have someone, one of the administrators, go and talk to the kids in APA, because we cannot, any of us, comment on personnel issues, and I know that no one understands that.
Yes. Okay.
And then they just think we're rude because we're not, you know, answering back on anything. But yeah, that would be really great.
Yeah. Thank you. Noted.
Thank you. I don't have anything on the new business that I thought of you.
No, thank you. Okay, Dr. Brand?
Well, thank you.
Okay, Ms. Green?
Thank you.
Dr. Rocky Murray?
Well, thank you.
Okay, the public part of the meeting then will be adjourned at this time, but the board is going to recess into closed session because we still have items that we didn't cover in our first closed session. So thank you very much for attending this evening. It's always good to have an audience, and we don't always have one, so thank you very much. And next regular meeting is May 12th.